This workshop is involving parents in classroom instruction. Maybe more accurately stated, involving parents in school life, taking a broad view of classroom instruction. So I need three individuals to help me up here. These three right here. You can stand right here. And you can just wait your turn. You are the board. You are the parents. This is the teacher. Are you a teacher?
I thought I was a student.
No. You're not in trouble. Except maybe you are with these. So I'd like you to stand on one foot. Going pretty good. Until I tell you to stand on two.
It's getting sore.
Yeah, it's getting sore, this poor fellow. A little push, and he loses his balance. Okay, come in. We'll try you. I'm going to push it again. Now, I'd like you to come on one side and you on the other side of him and place your hand on him. Isn't this look like a very nice picture? I go and I push him. And I push him. And he does not lose his balance. Thank you. That's a little picture of how it goes in the classroom with instruction. If there is parental support and board support as well, then a teacher can withstand a lot of pressure and not become unbalanced. Try to think of a biblical verse or incident that would connect parents being involved in a classroom or with a teacher. And I confess I came up blank. Can any of you think of a Bible incident, a parent that related to a teacher and their children? Yes. The mothers of Jerusalem, the mothers of Salem, brought their children to Jesus. And so there was some involvement there I think that's a good example. Yes?
Doesn't it apply in Proverbs where the father tells his son that wisdom is a teacher?
In Proverbs it says someplace he thinks that wisdom is a teacher.
Wisdom is your teacher.
Wisdom is your teacher. I don't have a reference for that. But I think that idea is there. All right. There are some benefits of parental involvement. I'd like to consider that first of all. For one thing, it assists the teacher. There may be some cases where a teacher finds time heavy on their hands, but generally a teacher never has enough time. So, one benefit of parental involvement is it assists the teacher. And parents may have areas of expertise. Maybe it's in art. Maybe it's in mechanics, sewing, electrical things, where parents can assist the teacher with the instructional program. A second benefit to the teacher, it encourages the teacher to know that parents are interested, are behind the teacher. That simple object lesson that I gave you at the beginning illustrates that. Thirdly, it motivates students. If children can see that school is important enough for a parent to fit coming to school into his or her busy schedule, then surely I should do my best. So it motivates students. Fourth, it promotes communication. And I have observed this in my classroom. I teach grades 7 to 10 in Ontario, Fairhaven School. And we have a major effort on the part of the students every 4 years, what I call the Great Memory Work Contest. And in this contest, the students try to learn as many verses in the course of the year as they can from the Bible. And because some of them get into the hundreds of verses, and I've my class size has ranged from about 17 to 35 when I've done this. That's an awful lot of listening. I only have 2 ears. And so parents come in, maybe for half an hour at the end of a day, and they listen to students recite their memory work, and they have to say the memory verses 2 times a month apart, and so the passage needs to be repeated. And so that takes a lot of time, and parents can help, and it's good for the children, of course, to learn. It's not doesn't hurt the parents to listen to those Bible verses. But one thing it does, it connects the home and the school, and they interact with the students. They have to make some decisions whether it's said well enough, and often they'll join in the classroom for a period of time and see what's going on. So they it aids communication. A fifth benefit to the teacher: it brings enjoyment. At least I enjoy working together. I've never really enjoyed playing volleyball by myself. Hockey, well, yeah, I can put some pylons out on the ice and shoot the puck and go around the pylons with the puck. But there's something that thrills me as a teacher about working with parents as a team, as we heard in the last hour. Is there any other benefit to the teacher that comes to your mind in addition to these that I've noted? Give you a chance for some suggestions or ideas as we go along. Now, what are the benefits to the parents, having looked at the benefits to the teacher? It links the home and the school. And I tell parents that being involved in school and showing interest is something good you do for your child. To show interest, whether it's by coming to school, whether it's inquiring as to the social studies lesson, or finding out how they did on a test, or simply communicating, interacting, conversing with the child at home on the way to and from school. That interest is something good that a parent does for a child. And because school is an extension of the home, of the home's goals of maturity and learning, so as a child sees cooperative efforts between the parents and the teacher, I think it builds security in the lives of the children, and also it encourages them to put forth effort. So, links home and school in a team effort. Secondly, a benefit to the parents is that it brings greater understanding of challenges at school. So they get to see how some of the students behave, or some of the questions they ask, or some of the busyness that a teacher has, especially if they have 3, 4, 5 grades, and trying to handle all this. As they see how busy the teacher is, they think, oh, yeah, this is quite a challenge for the teacher. So it can prompt them to pray for the teacher and for the classroom. And as the parent sees what students are learning, it can bring about positive feedback. This is really good. This is a good school. So they tell their students, their children, And some of that feedback can come back to the teacher too as a means of encouragement. Thirdly, it promotes mutual interest so that the teacher and the parent show interest in each other rather than having a distant, aloof relationship. And I don't know how you feel about homeschool things, but having parents in the school, in the classroom, periodically, I think, helps to bring about some of the benefits of homeschool in terms of interaction in the education of children. It's also a benefit to children. For one thing, it broadens the learning experience. As we hear from parents about their travels, lessons from their occupations, their hobbies, it broadens the learning experience for children. And it provides variety in the second place. I like chicken, but if I get chicken 3 times a day, prepared the same way, I'm going to get mighty tired of chicken. I have two, my mom and dad are alive. They live in a nursing home. They're both 97. But my mom says she has some food allergies. She gets chicken and chicken and more chicken that she's about ready to fly out of there. She thinks she's going to grow feathers with all the chicken that she is fed. So, variety is provided for children. Anything that you think of by way of a benefit of getting parents into the classroom, to school, interacting with the children, teaching, whatever you would have parents do, and that's what we're going to talk about next. Any other benefits that come to your mind that you've experienced or would like to experience? Okay, let's look in the next section, worthwhile ways of involvement. In day-to-day activities, how many of you have had someone that came in to tutor a student? Okay, so about half of you. What subject or what did they do with the one of your students at your school? Spelling, okay. In particular, give spelling words.
Yeah, she gave him the test and reviewed the list with him.
Okay, reviewed the list, gave the test. This was just one child or a whole group?
It was two of them, I think.
Okay. So spelling could be tutored. What else?
Algebra.
Okay. I'm thinking of second graders, but it can also work with the older ones. I had one of the parents come in this last year with, it was preliminary algebra, seventh grade level, and helping one of the students that has difficulties in mathematics. So math and spelling, and what else? Really? An individualized school? He has someone there, a parent? Or
a parent or a grandmother.
Or a grandmother who is there every day from 9 till noon.
They have their different days of the week that they take.
So it's not always the same person, they. And what do these individuals do then in the morning?
Oral reading, flashcards.
Is it a routine thing that they know, or do you have to instruct them every day? They know what they're supposed to be doing and can pretty well go ahead and do it. So a total number of people that come?
Depends on years. Usually I have 5 people and they have their separate.
5 people, 5 different days of the week. Is it a problem to?
I'd be lost without them.
So very helpful, this yes. Parental involvement. How much arm twisting?
I usually ask for volunteers at the beginning of the year, and they fill their slots.
Very good. Where do you teach? Minnesota, okay. Well done. That school, commend them. Other tutors, yes. So that's every afternoon?
Pretty much every afternoon for just a few weeks until they're able to read on their own.
And this is as they're learning to read and sounding out words and having that practice to get them off to a good start. So that's a regular thing that you have. Does it occur periodically throughout the year when there's rough spots? Is it just the first couple months? Okay. Right. Very good. Other helps in the classroom by way of subjects. Once a week a mother came. Fractions, you say? Okay, so explaining about fractions or working alongside, drilling, okay? So something like fractions that students can have a lot of difficulty with. Mm-hmm. Other experiences? Yes? So not so much the direct involvement with the children if she's checking, or does she get to talk with them? And help with corrections. Okay, so especially if your school board and expects you to check every paper, every assignment, it's a very onerous load for a teacher if they have any number of students. So is that something, that's a voluntary thing, but parents realize this is something that can also help the bottom line as opposed to hiring a teacher's assistant. So if you've got the time, why not save your family some money by not having to hire another person at the school? So you can make an economic argument for it too. Other ways that parents have been involved in the instruction in your school? Yes?
When I was in seventh grade, our teacher was really busy, so my mom came every morning and taught seventh grade math class.
So a volunteer mother came and taught seventh grade math every morning. And how many grades were there in the class?
Four.
Four, uh-huh. And did you go to another classroom or just team teach right in the same class?
She went to another classroom. She was just right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. I don't think it hurt you. But for a seventh grader, you might be a little sensitive to, except my children, they got used to it. I have four children. They all were in my classroom for 4 or 5 years. Other experiences and helps in your school? All right, we want to think about some less academic ways too, a little later here this morning. Tutoring, especially I would say in math and reading, but we've heard about spelling and some other subjects, areas of need. Secondly, besides tutoring, drilling flashcards. Sometimes children can help each other to learn math facts or other bits of information. But especially with younger students, it's helpful to have an adult there to do that. Oral reading takes a lot of time. Remember when I taught grade one? It's been a few years now since I've taught grade one and two. But I would find my mind wandering as little Susie is trying to figure out what the next word is. I enjoyed seeing them learn to read, but it took a lot of patience. and a lot of time, as I had quite a few grades those years. Thirdly, supervision at recess. And I don't know how you handle supervision of outdoor activities. I assume you get your students outdoors. I'm pretty keen on that idea of getting students active outside at recess time, noon hour. But it means, in my case, from the time the bell goes in the morning until the end of the day at school, I have no time. I mean, I eat at the same time as the students, and I'm supervising, and I play with my students at all the recesses, and I do take a washroom break or two, but other than that, I am on duty all the time. So, particularly if the teacher is not active athletically or has requirements for preparation, then to have someone that's not too far away, I know this is done in the public system, or it has been. When I taught in the public system for a number of years, there were volunteers sought. Sometimes they were paid as well, but generally they were volunteers to come in during the lunch hour and supervise the children as they would eat in the gymnasium on the floor, was the location then. So, things like that, but if you have one of the parents drive for half an hour to supervise the students for 20 minutes, it doesn't sound like the most attractive thing to the parent. Fourth, listen to memory work. Talked a little about the great memory work contest. And so I listen to some, but I had some fairly keen and able students this last year tackling the great memory work contest. I got this idea at a teacher's meeting, some school in Pennsylvania. A student told me that they had learned 500 verses, I think it was, that year. I never tried anything like that. I mean, we learned Bible memory verses, but I got to think how this might work for me. So I set it up such that if they were able to say 300 verses a month apart, kept track on a piece of paper, and myself or a parent would sign for it, then they got a reward. And most of them do get to that stage. I usually take them to Toronto by train, city an hour and a half drive away, and we mess around there and ride the subway and go up the tallest building in the world other than the new one in Dubai. But then if they get to 600 verses, they get another reward to the capital city of Canada, which is Ottawa, Washington, D.C., my eye. However, this last year I did take some students to Washington, D.C., because they had, there are three of them, that had learned 1,200 verses or more. There was one that I never had anybody hit over 1,000 up until this last year. I had a brother and a sister one year that would set their alarm for 5:45, and they'd get up and they'd learn memory verses and they'd say them to each other, and they were competitive and they both got 1,000. But this one girl, she doesn't have a photographic memory. She works hard, but she got, I think she did 1,501 verses. So that takes a lot of listening. And fortunately, she got very few words wrong, so she didn't have to say it over again. But something like that requires a great deal of listening time. Fifth, weekly art class. How many of you have had a parent come in and do a lesson or a few lessons on an art theme? Okay. What kind of art did they do, Jeanette?
Craft.
Okay. So if you have some crafty people, get them in there. Anything else?
Well, I know our school has in the past, my mom did art once a week.
Once a week for the year, pretty well. Her mom. Good for her. And so that was a variety of things. Any other things besides a regular art program? Yes. Which kind? Okay, ceramics. Uh-huh. Very good. So she had a kiln? In the oven. Okay. Homemade adobe bricks. Or, yeah. Okay. Yep, something like ceramics. Other art things. Sorry, I didn't hear what they said.
One of my moms did cake decorating.
Cake decorating. That's art, yeah.
Father did picnic benches.
Okay, so a picnic bench project. And then sold them at the fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, parents are, some schools, they parents get quite involved in the fundraising scene. I'm not thinking about that so much today, but that is another level of parental involvement. Anyone else? We've done oil painting at our school, but not always by a parent, I guess. But not all of us teachers are as feel confident in the art field. So even if it's for 6 weeks or something like that, provides variety. Maybe some skill development. And of course, devotions, dads probably come into most of the schools represented here. Years ago, there were mothers that came in and shared devotions, not with the whole school, but with the class. So, younger classes. Any other day-to-day activities that you can think of? What do you have once a month? To where? So parents help to transport them to a nursing home? And what do they do there?
They sing.
And that's a regular thing.
Yeah.
And you have parents involved in that. Is it that fan that's noisy? Maybe it's... Anyway, appreciate your thoughts here. Special education. We've had a few Down syndrome children, and they're... I guess we've usually had a special teacher, special ed teacher, but sometimes it was parents that assisted with that. So let's go on now to the other side of the paper, special classes for upper grades or lower grades, but on the upper grade scene, school trips, this idea of going to a nursing home. What was yesterday that somebody was talking about taking children and reading at the nursing home, as well as singing and... might be home economics in the upper grades. This year, my grade 9 and 10 students, I only had three girls, most were boys, but they made a special meal. I don't know how many courses it had. They invited the three sets of parents and my wife and I, and it was one of the mothers that was engineering it. They had to plan what it was going to be. They had to go grocery shopping. She took them to the store and they found the stuff. And then they cooked the meal with appetizer and course one, and they had all the fancy little things, and it was quite an exotic meal. And it took a couple days for them to pull that off. Might be sewing projects. Have you had fathers come in and teach some sort of a trade or a shop class at your school? And if so, what subject or what area?
There was our upper grade teacher. They actually did this the last 2 years, I believe. They had the 7th and 8th boys make some kind of wooden item.
A woodworking project for 7 and 8 boys?
They made some gun racks or something like that. But one of the fathers has a wood shop where he does some woodworking.
So he took them to the wood shop?
And they worked on it.
And they worked there on the machines. Okay, so a woodworking project, either if you have a adjoining shed or something like that at school, or transport them to a place where there are the tools. So woodworking is one thing. What else has been your experience?
Welding.
Now that's a little more. And one father is a welder. Okay, so he knows what he's doing. He knows about safety. And if you have parents, you as teacher should be sure that you express your appreciation for the assistance, make them feel worthwhile. I had a welding teacher at the school where I teach. He had a few peculiarities, I would say, and didn't foster the closest relationship with the students. He was a good welding teacher, but I don't think the boys expressed adequate appreciation. And so after, when I went to see if he would do it again, or I guess it was the school board, he wasn't so sure about it. So we got that idea resurrected after a few years. But even in this first case, it was only half a dozen sessions or something like that, half a dozen afternoons. But one of the boys at that time, who is now one of the parents and has been on the school board, he told me recently that that little bit of monkeying around with the welding gave him enough knowledge that he went home and he practiced. And he's a builder and a handyman sort of thing, and businessman. And that was enough to make him able to do much of the welding that he's done, quite often over the years. So something like that can be very beneficial in terms of education. Woodworking, welding, what else can be done or has been done? Yes? Ah, car mechanic. Brought the Ford to school? Or whatever it was. Does that fan have to be on out there, do you think? Or it's hard to hear. I don't know if there's anything can be done or not. So, if you got somebody that likes to pull cars apart, this last year we had about 6 sessions, I guess, at our school. It was at a man who's a farmer, but he also has a shop and fixes vehicles. And they did brakes and different things. And what I tend to do, particularly if it's most of my dads who are able to do a 6-week project or 8-week project with my boys, they tend to be farmers rather than having a day job where they can't get off. So they tend to have fields. And on the fields in Ontario are stones and rocks. And so my little deal, not formal contract, but we've often done this. If they will teach my boys a class, then I'll send them the half a dozen students, and they'll pick up stones for the bulk of the day. And they'll have lunch with them, and they can get a lot of acres covered during that time, and so it's a win-win situation as far as I'm concerned. The dad benefits, and the boys think it's great to be out there in the fields, even though picking up stones tends not to be their favorite job. Sometimes they've stacked wood or various other things. So if you can do some reciprocal thing, that can encourage the parents to support. Can you think of other things that dads have been able to do on the upper level? We have a plumbing class. We just have it for the winter for a couple months. Sometimes it's just about all day, sometimes just half a day. Thank you. And so they learn to put pipes together, and they have to put water through the pipes then, see how many leaks there are. They go to a plumbing store and they look at the different parts, learn about them. The plumber, the hardware store owner, talks to them. We have a small engines person that teaches about small engines. And we have already got an agriculture class off the ground, but sometimes parents that are really into this sort of thing can easily teach on a level above the students. So sometimes you have to guide the parent a little bit. For lower grades now, what are some activities other than helping on school trips for special classes of one sort or another, or special programs as far as that goes? What can happen in primary and junior grades as far as parental involvement? What has happened at your school, or do you wish would happen at your school? Yes? Bake gingerbread houses with the children and then eat them after they get stale. Yes?
This isn't necessarily a mother teaching, but I had a social studies unit last year where we learned about different countries, and I had a mother assist me in bringing the meal in.
Oh. So the mothers would bring in a meal from a country that you were studying. What countries and what kind of meals? Okay. So I had some tortillas. And what from Japan? Sushi?
She actually Googled it.
Okay.
She had some kind of soup and
a meat. So what seemed to be typical Japanese fare? Okay, not that she had been in Japan and experienced that. Okay. That's a good idea. Other ideas for younger ones, yes?
There were some moms came into our school and helped the students make stepping stones.
Stepping stones out of stones?
Concrete.
Concrete. They poured, okay. And then they put their handprint in. This was soft concrete.
It was one of the teachers, I think a treat for one of the teachers.
A which?
It was a special treat for one of the teachers. They gave them their teachers.
And then they gave. Never heard of that. Interesting. So you mix up the concrete.
It wasn't my class, but
But in the shape of a stone, and then put some little decorative things in there, and then they'd stick their paw into it. And then it would harden, and then the teacher got to step on their students for the rest of their life, sort of thing. Okay. Other ideas? That parents have done. particularly with younger ones?
We had a mother who collected monarch eggs, and then when the butterflies...
Monarch butterfly eggs? Uh-huh. Collected them?
When they started hatching, like after they made their chrysalis and started hatching, she'd bring them to school for us to watch them.
Okay, that's an excellent idea. If you have somebody that has things in the garden, in the fields. This was butterfly eggs, and then brought them to school. And she probably was a bit of an expert on butterflies, or not particularly. She was, so she had an interest in that. So she might have known more than you did. So that's another benefit. Uh-huh. Okay, I like that. And there might be other things. Whether it's tadpoles or different kinds of insects. Other ideas? Yes. Okay, so during the summer they'd go on a family vacation. Ah. So the Haiti pictures? Okay, so that'd be very current. So they had gone to help? Or just... Uh-huh. But there's enough missions with people going to other countries and simply visiting other places. So the children like to tell about their experiences, write about the experiences, working in their experiences in every... Well, whatever. Depends on the age and personality of the child. But then to have the parent come in and show pictures of that trip. They're willing. Most people are pretty happy to show their pictures. Uh-huh. It's a good idea. Something else? Maybe a nature walk through a bush, this is a Canadianism, a forest, woods, is that the right term? Anyway, we often walked on our farm at home along the bush lane, so a lot of big trees in the bush. But we've had parents invite us to have our class in the maple syrup season. Come and see the sugaring, the sap collection and boiling and so on. Occasionally there is a call for a bunch of birds, like migrating trumpeter swans or something like that, or a nest. Sometimes parents will bring in a snapping turtle or other creature. Or on a younger level, bring in pets of the children. If you have a pet day, and parents can talk about that. Had a seeing eye dog. One family was training them, so brought in one of the dogs, I guess it was, and explained about how they can help a blind person and how they do the training of these dogs. As far as special programs are concerned, of an academic sort, I'll tell you a few things that we have done at school. I teach a Mennonite history course in grades 9 and 10, and so I like to involve parents and have them come for a program in which the students have drawn pictures of martyrdoms. We've had a martyr's mirror program. We've had one about Menno Simons. Got one of the fathers to... We interviewed him in the process of the program and compared him with Menno Simons, and had American Mennonite History Day. Anyway, we sing and we... sometimes I'll have a contest. I think I had one couple years ago with American Men in History, in which we played baseball with the parents. And so I asked questions that were worth a single, a double, a triple, or a home run. And I tended to make the questions a little easier for the parents, but it was the parents playing baseball against the students. And it was a way of interacting with them. And I could ask some questions that were of a local nature that parents knew, because it was in their lifetime and their locality, and the students were stumped on. And then we have a singing day every year in which the parents come and we sing together. We have sung now all the way through the Christian hymnal. That was the book that they were using at church. And in Zion's Praises, we're now at about 350. So we sing about 50 songs every year. And students learn them with me. And then if the parents know the song, we just sing the first verse. If they don't know the song, we sing all the verses. And it's a way of them learning. And sometimes the students sing for the parents. Sometimes the parents sing for the students. And have a time of learning songs and sharing them. And we've had a bunch of other special days. There's usually another special day in the spring, either a science day in which they show their projects, their demonstrations, their experiments. Not a real formal science fair, but all the students from, say, grades 5 to 10 will have a 5-minute, 5 to 8-minute talk and exhibit, and they ask the parents questions, and I put the parents in groups of 3 or 4 or 5, and they go from one student to another. It takes about 2 hours to accomplish this, and parents ask questions. Some of the parents get fairly involved in the preparation for whatever it is in the science day. We've had science day, we've had health day, we've had collections day in which they could bring whatever collection they had. We've had a history day. I sense that some of the butchering skills and cross-cut skills and things from, well, not pioneer days, but from their grandparents' day were being lost. And so we had a 2-day thing in which every family in the school was responsible for making sausage or making maple syrup or making lard or an old-time washing machine, all kinds of stuff from years ago. And then we had parents and community come in and view these things, and the students would all give their little spiel, their little talk to the groups as they came around. Then last year, got the idea, the year before here at Teachers Week, of somebody mentioning in a general session about how when they were in grade 6 or so, the teacher wanted them to make some sort of an exhibit about a book in the Bible, these boys wanted to, I think it was Steve Brubaker, he wanted to show one of the visions of Amos, I think it was Amos or Zechariah, where there's this woman that comes out of a basket, and I forget what the lesson was, but these boys got this woman in the basket and jumping out and scaring people. And so I go, okay, we could do something with a bit of help from the parents. And so every student from grades 6 to 10 or something like that, they chose a book in the Bible. So one chose Genesis, for example, and they had a big long table with ground, and they had the Garden of Eden there, and then they had a model of Noah's Ark, and they had a map of the journeys of Abraham, and they had Joseph down in the pit, and they had the sacks of grain, and just things about the book. Another student went to the local Sally Ann and got this immense doll, and through some help of her parents and her own sewing skills, she dressed up Aaron as the great high priest with his mitre and his different colors. And another person had a tabernacle. There was Daniel Daniel in the lion's den. There was in the book of Daniel, this boy, he put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. I'm not sure how many Shadrachs he burned up in the process, but they were just paper. So, but they got, the parents were very interested in that sort of thing. Less academic things. Sometimes I have dads that come to play hockey with the students. Maybe you've had a grandparent's day or a mother's day in which the grandparents or the mothers come and there's a little program and they tell stories. And have any of you had experience with students shadowing a parent in their occupation or another adult in their occupation? I've heard of that being done. I wanted to get it off the ground, but haven't. But that would be another idea. Parents putting up a bulletin board? Maybe. Especially if they've gone on a trip or if they're a creative sort. Other ideas before I explain a little bit about clubs and electives that I'm acquainted that one school tried last year and felt good about it. Yes? So every month you do a special activity and a parent signs up to do it for that month.
Mm-hmm. And then they're responsible for everything about it.
And how often does that happen then in the month?
Once, just once a month. They take the children to the park and play softball. They take them on a walk, take them off.
So they call it activities. So they have... Okay, so often it would be off campus, off the school site. So it might be a softball game, it might be a field trip, might be going to a museum, might be going on a boat ride. Yeah. So parents are responsible to generate the idea. So it's a big help for, yeah. And they would become the teacher.
The teachers go well, but yeah.
But they would presumably know, well, if it's softball, probably. Okay. Was that for the whole day then? An afternoon. Okay, that's an idea. Mm-hmm. Any other ideas? This idea of clubs is like unto that one, but different. This was Countryside School. Howard Lichty would be the principal. And as I understand, I didn't see it, but I'll report on it from my questions. I had a bit of a tough year the year before, and they want to start off fresh with something interesting and captivating, engaging. And so they decided they're going to have three different segments of clubs for about 8 weeks or something like that. One of the teachers said if they were to do it over again, which they're likely to do, they would just have one, maybe 9-10 week segment, 45 minutes a day. And this was grade 7 to 12. And the students got to select membership in a club. It was optional. If they didn't want to join a club, they could do their homework. Once they got into the club, they couldn't drop out after a week or two. And what it was that the parents or other community people would come in for specified length of time, one day a week for 45 minutes. So they would have a chess club, for example. They had a fitness club. They had a oil painting club. Now you tell me, what would be some other things that parents or other people at church or the school community could do by way of a club or an elective for 5 to 10 different sessions of 45 minutes each? A service club, going to a nursing home, if it's helping a busy mother or somebody that's had an accident or something like that. You could have a service club. I think this school, they had a missions club in which they prayed, they learned, they had some people that were in mission work at different places, and they had a time of prayer. So that was on a very serious level. Okay, what else could you do? Or could they do? Yes? Okay, photography club, so learning about the camera, how to take pictures, and what else did you say, scrapbooking? That's not out of style quite yet. Okay, scrapbooking club for boys or girls. Other things that parents could do. A debate, a debating club, and then did they have a debate? Presumably, not a public one particularly. Okay, other ideas? What you wish your children might learn, yes? Boys, fellas, what else would you like to have learned, or would you still like to learn about, that somebody could teach you?
You said chess
first. Chess, yeah.
Where I went to high school, we actually had a chess club.
A chess club. That
yeah.
Chef.
Yeah,
like cooking.
Yeah.
Culinary arts.
Yeah.
Eating.
Yeah. I love burning all stuff.
And you enjoyed the club of, what did you make?
Anything with breakfast.
Breakfast. Okay, breakfast meals. Boil water and all that sort of thing. Okay, what else would you like to do?
Well, kind of along with this service thing, I was thinking of community service, like maybe if the school has neighbors,
community service.
Reach out to them.
Reach out and
maybe
make.
Maybe spend an afternoon raking leaves for them.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything. You could have them come up with a list of work that needs to be done around the house and then do it for them.
Mm-hmm. Boys are interested in action-oriented.
At least in my experience, uh-huh. I work with 5th and 6th graders, and they are more interested in getting out there and doing something with their hands, with their...
Working with their hands, being active.
If it's something that requires them sitting and concentrating...
They sit in a desk enough.
It's a little old.
Uh-huh.
That could be a gardening club.
A gardening club? And you had, that's the best.
In my area,
horseback riding. Yeah. Uh-huh. If you have somebody with a horse, a saddle. Mm-hmm. I think other things that this school tried, a writer's club. No, that wouldn't be for the 6th grade boys, probably. A storytelling club, and they had a person that loves to tell stories from years ago, and so gave hints about telling stories and told a whole bunch of stories. A word play, like games, like Take One and all this Scrabble and that sort of thing, learning new games of words. Computer. Learning something about computer, maybe another one could be how to get involved in Facebook. I am not serious about that one. A yearbook club, maybe a club why you should not become involved in Facebook. They had a Bible quiz club, I believe. A geography bowl, like contest about geography places. Cake decorating, knitting, crocheting. Games of strategy. So it is not limited to those things, but I understood that only one person actually volunteered with an idea of what they would do, but they had about 30 clubs, something like that. And just tapping people on the shoulder, knowing that, and if they have an interest, they know they'd be welcome, and they are passionate about it. It evidently worked out very well. Well, I need to draw this to a close. As far as extending instruction outside of school, I guess that's to the extent that parents want to be involved in homework, studying for tests, drilling activities, but parents and teachers ought to be a team, and when it is, everyone is a winner. Thank you very much for your contribution. May God bless you as you involve parents in your school life.